The barista expertly operated the various machines. The first was a sleek silver espresso machine which hissed and steamed in an erotic harmony of desire and transaction. The CGV could smell the rich, nutty aroma of the espresso in the demi-tasse cups and trembled at the subversive demotic, a proplasmic detonation of cyber lava. Next to the espresso machine was a large black coffee maker that hissed and gurgled as it brewed debased pots of coffee as if the consecration of all taboos. The barista poured ZGV a cup of black coffee which was strong and slightly bitter. ZGV savored the taste, feeling the caffeine jolt her awake. I'm a burning panther, she reminded herself, in a lupus space spasm of orgasmic intensity. The barista then moved to the cold brew machine, a large contraption that resembled a sacred chemistry experiment, accelerating the junk vital mass of flesh. It produced an urgent fix, syrup and coffee concentrate that was hypnotic, poured over ice and diluted the rubus that poured the dark liquid over fatty ice, creating a swirling hypnotic pattern in the lewd replicating glass. When she reached the counter, she paused for a moment, her body still intense. She then slowly began to move again, her arms and hands extending outward like internal psychic sexual tendrils reaching for the menu. As she read the options, her face contorted into a series of subtle bite-loaded unconscious expressions, her eyes darting back and forth as she weighed her choices. She hyperlinked to the bad brain spasms that crucified her memories and isolated her overheated body with curves in all the right places. She ordered a latte as if shining towards nirvana. As she waited for her drink, she continued to hyperlink and move. Her body shifting to cyborg expansion with a skull isn't jointed while soaring in response to the music writhing in the adrenaline respiration background. She used the idle space around her, sliding her feet along the ninth floor and reaching upward with her breed arms. She was augmenting the protocols of awareness of the strange debaucheries of time and space that surrounded her even here in this panel place. The atrocity chronos downloaded a virus script hyper-controlled with lupus. She murmured its chemical ruin cable as factoids of flesh circuits. Negative space refers to the spaces between objects, and how those spaces can be used to create a sense of tension and dynamic energy. This was what she was sensing as she went through a coffee, a strange movement of deranged flexibility with the injunctions of low sensory necessity. Then Buto dancers often move slowly and deliberately with a focus on the spaces between their movements as much as the movements themselves. In these movements was the incantation of delirious fornication and transgressive life. She could feel parasites of cold-blooded orgasm disease and abolition serums mutating her genome meridian.